咁落嚟咧就我哋因為個時間都好緊迫啦，議案都好多，咁我哋就係要照顧有部分嘅我哋部門嘅代表咧，係會要出席另外啲區嘅會議咧，咁我就將我有一個議程係調去動嚟去討論先嘅，就係喺我哋同事提出有一個議案咧，就係要求政府盡快咧係改善呢個前往西貢國家地質公園嘅道路嘅同埋設施嘅。是 SKDC 个 M 文件第42/1的。这里或者我就是欢迎就有关部门代表渔农自然护理署高级郊野公园护理主任阿文瑞芳先生和水务署高级工程师负责新界东区的吴龙宝先生的。这个议程呢是由邱玉伦同埋邱温月球、陳國旗動議，令文海、祁麗薇、陸偉文、鍾群真、邱某秀、伍炳耀咁多位同事和語嘅。咁呢個我想請問阿倫哥，對於動議嘅內容有咩補充？
多謝主席，我其實冇咩補充，但係我覺得大家應該要重視咯，因為旅遊業啊同埋呢個地區嘅發展係好賴交通嘅設施。同埋咧，我都唔係冇咩強求嘅。其實希望咧，交通咧最好都係環保啲嘅設施咯。嚇，多謝。
好啊。咁而家大家同事冇咩其他呢個提問咧，或者我首先請或者有關政府各部門咧，或者就呢個動議咧，或者係介紹下而家佢目前係喺度喺呢個地質公園嗰個道路度係喺度進行緊有咩其他工作好嘛？或者邊位先係阿漁護處先係咪？抑或係好嘛？或者我請我哋漁護處嘅代表阿林瑞芳先生好嘛？唔該。
好多謝主席。咁就有關呢、這個交通去萬宜水庫地質公園嗰個情況咧，咁其實我哋喺建設地質公園嗰陣時咧，亦都已經係睇到呢個問題。咁當時2009年中開始咧，我哋都已經係同運輸署同水務署咧商量下，睇下有咩公共交通咧可以係接載我哋地質公園嘅遊客咧，就去到萬宜水庫東坝嘅。咁就睇到個情況咧，就係、是由萬宜路由水塘口一路去到西坝咧，條路咧就都比較寬闊啦，咁同埋都係有比較多嘅車輛使用，咁但係咧由西坝入到東坝嘅路段咧就比較就彎多啦，同埋路窄，咁就而家嚟講主要咧都係村民同埋遊客咧乘搭的士出入嘅居多，咁喺呢度嚟講嘅話咧，我就發覺咧就係話嗰個道路方面呢，如果我們再加多其他的公共交通呢，其實就會對那個安全呢就有一些的問題。咁而地質公園開咗之後呢，我們都發覺呢去地質公園的遊客多咗，咁我們都有收到一些的投訴呢，就係話的士比較多咗，人多咗，咁就構成一些的交通安全的問題。咁所以我們同水務署同埋運輸署咧，亦都一路咧研究緊咧，改善下嗰一段道路嘅安全情況，譬如咧就加多一啲嘅限速嘅嗰啲speed bump 嗰啲情況啦，加多一啲嘅警告嘅或者係勸喻減速嘅標語啦，咁或者有時係改善一啲道路嗰、那個實際嘅狀況，咁嚟到咧增加使用道路者的安全的。咁呢方面我哋就同水务署同埋运输署呢就一路呢就会逐段研究下點樣個改善嘅方法。咁喺未来嘅时间呢，我哋就会一路有啲工程会开始进行㗎啦。咁有提过呢，就係话整体道路嗰个扩阔西贡萬宜路方面。咁因为个地方呢就属于係郊野公园西贡东郊野公园嘅地方啦。咁路面扩阔其实就即係无可避免係会影响到附近嘅自然环境。而同时因为地方呢就比较斜坡多啦，同埋比较斜呢，咁其实个扩阔工程亦都有佢个难度㗎。咁所以喺现阶段呢就我哋同水务署亦都睇到有一个情况呢，就係扩阔呢段路呢就似乎是并不可行的。咁所以我哋而家目标呢都係睇緊呢點樣可以呢改善返道路嘅安全情况。 咁我睇水務署方面會唔會有啲補充咧？
好，唔該曬林生，係落嚟或者請阿水務署阿吳龍寶先生。
好多謝阿林生都佢已經嘅佢提供嘅答案咧，都大部分真係好多已經講咗我需要講所想講嘅嘢噶啦。咁其實我想指出咧，即係板兒路咧，即係原本嘅設計咧，係就係為咗水務維修用途嘅啫。咁所以咧就設計上面咧，佢咧就同標準嘅道路咧係有一段距離嘅嚇。咁咧就當其時嘅建設咧就係盡量都係配合山形啊咁樣。所以咧就係嗰啲道路咧就有好多段咧都係彎曲同埋就係好狹窄嘅嚇。咁咧就我哋咧就最近咧都同呢個漁護處同埋呢個運輸處咧，就上個禮拜咧都去個呢個地盤咧實地視察過嘅，咁大家研究都係研究睇下可唔可以咧就進行一啲改善道路安全嘅措施咁樣嚇。咁我哋咧就會咧逐步咧就會係我哋會呢個聽取呢個運輸署提供嘅意見啦，我哋會做呢個進行一啲適當嘅改善工程，即係包括喺呢、這個安裝啲交通標誌啊，同埋或者設立一啲嗰啲路坎咁樣。咁我哋咧亦有打算咧，就會喺呢個東壩嘅前端嗰咧，就做一個迴旋柱。咁咧，我哋咧喺東壩前端嗰咧，就會加個閘，即係禁止啊的士啊同埋其他旅遊巴士，即係進入東壩嗰一段。因為咧東壩上面咧就有好多遊人咧都行嗰條東壩喺東壩上面嗰條路行嘅，影相嘅。咁我哋咧設置個諗住設置呢、這個閘咧就禁止啲的士同埋咧其他車輛咧就喺呢個東壩上面行駛，咁所以喺個前端嗰個咧就會建設一個迴旋柱，咁就限制咗呢啲車輛進入呢個東壩嘅，咁就會係改善咗啲遊人喺呢個東壩上面步行嘅安全嘅。咁我哋咧就最近同上個禮拜同運輸署方面咧就都傾過，咁佢哋我哋咧會提交一啲記錄嘅圖蹟俾運輸署，等佢哋咧就仔細研究咧，幫我睇睇咧，即係可唔可以即係分小段咁樣進行一啲即係可以進行，即係實際上可以進行嘅改善嘅工程。咁我哋會係會喺跟住嚟呢半個月咧，會係搜集我哋嘅記錄圖，即係會提交俾運輸署研究嘅。咁我哋水務署咧就對於開放呢個萬宜路咧，就都係抱開放嘅態度嘅。咁就我哋會係樂意即係參加啲跨部門小組啊，去研究點樣改善呢個萬宜路嘅道路安全嘅。
好啦，唔該曬吳生，係我唔知運輸署嗰邊崔生有冇？有冇咩意見？唔該。
其實冇咩特別意見嘅啦，我哋都內部政府部門幾個部門都傾過，咁就運輸署個立場就最緊要就係嗰個道路安全。咁喺呢一方面咧，頭先我哋水務署同埋漁護署嘅同事都講得好清楚啦。咁我哋會係喺能力範圍之內啦，即係我哋會提供一啲專業嘅意見，關於譬如我頭先講嗰啲視線嘅問題啦。例如嗰、那個路嗰點樣去減速啦，咁另外譬如啲行人路啦，或者係喺嗰啲所謂避車彎嗰啲改善工程咧，我哋都會俾一啲意見嘅嚇。
唔該曬崔生，係咁落嚟或者我都請警方或者我哋Dave 又會唔會有啲咩意見啊？唔該。
Thank you, Chairman. I think what's important here is that nobody really wants to get involved with police officers unless they have to. And where TD and the country parks can control or encourage or develop for the benefit of the community, the geopark, without endangering lives through traffic problems, is supported by the police. Obviously,from a practical standpoint of view, we can see this traffic and the problems growing in the coming years and not reducing, and therefore some solutions for the future need to be planned for. I will say this, though, that the road is of the standard design of two-way traffic and primarily constructed for the maintenance of works connected with High Island Reservoir and for the use of public vehicles. Taxis obviously use it for the benefit of the local villages, and therefore the taxis, if you exclude the taxis, you might find some resistance from the villagers. Subsequently, all vehicles, including bicycles, are restricted from using the road except vehicles with a necessary permit for access. Hikers are using the road in ever-increasing numbers along that road, and therefore you've got a potential conflict between the hikers and the traffic. Owing to the narrow carriageway, a slight line of problems apart from the restricted road, the following remedial measures are already in place. 25 passing bays are provided to allow vehicles to give way to head-on traffic in the narrow sections of roads. 5 traffic lines, speed limit 25 km/h, yet to be gazetted, which I must stress, have been erected along the road. 12 road bumps with slow road markings are spaced along the road and generally at distances of around 400 metres with a view to reducing vehicle speed. These are our current observations. There are some technical difficulties. The road bends are not only create sight of line problems for road users, but also hinder the use of laser guns and radar equipment to detect speeding. If 25 speed limit was gazetted, we can't use speed guns at the moment anyway. According to the manufacturer's technical specifications, a laser gun requires a minimum distance to target a vehicle in order to measure and calculate the speed. The distance is 15 metres. The operator is required to press the trigger twice. The first press turns on the scope of aiming the dot, and the second press takes the measurement. Similarly, radar cannot be used for anti-speeding operators at road bends. Technical specifications require the radar to be set at straight stretches of road. The practical issues here is taxi drivers are very alert to speed traps, and once they are set up, they are really pointless. Therefore, it is unlikely that speeding operations at the location will be very effective considering the low volume of traffic and also the fact that taxis use the radios. Drivers will merely comply with the speed limit for the limited time they are in place and speed up at other times. To our knowledge, the Hong Kong police have never enforced speed limits at locations below 50 km/h, so we'd have to look at that. From a safety perspective, there are few suitable locations to set up roadblocks to stop offending vehicles for case processing in line with force orders, so therefore it would be dangerous to stop the vehicles to process them for speeding. Other practical difficulties of the minor nature include police radio black spots in this remote location. There are no existing lamppost numbers as reference points to identify the speeding locations for the fixed penalty tickets and summonses as well. The general conclusions is that technical and practical difficulty means that it's not feasible to conduct anti-speeding operations along this stretch of road. In any case, anti-speeding operations are not the real solution to address the problems. We believe a comprehensive plan from TD and the Parks Authorities is the way forward. So, we would recommend regular distribution of road safety leaflets by AFCD staff to taxi drivers and other motorists and members of the public using the road. Traffic Cal and East road safety officers can give advice with regard to leaflets design if required. We'll construct more road bumps, particularly on the approaches to the bends and slow vehicles, down to deter speeding along the road. Could be a short-term solution, more road bumps. Install more warning signs. Yeah? More? Okay, I'll continue, sorry. I thought I was interrupted. Install more warning signs, road markings, slow bends, oncoming vehicles in the middle of the road to advise road users to exercise greater caution. Transport Department could advise taxi associations and operators and need to drive safely using the road. And we could obviously, if you could reduce the number of vehicles by introducing a 16-seater bus or whatever using that road, it would obviously provide some solutions in terms of road movements along that narrow stretch of roads. That's our current views, but we're happy to take on board any suggestions that this committee may have.
係好多謝阿 David 跟進啦，個黃大仙我哋嘅指揮官。咁其實有關呢個通往呢個香港國家地理公園嘅道路嘅設施咧，我想嗱，今日係一個同事嘅提出嚟嘅動議啊。咁我相信亦都好多謝幾個部門俾咗意見，但係我相信咧，如果要深入去討論咧，我相信如果大，我相信都要喺翻我哋嗰、那個。一個交通同運輸嗰個事務委員會咧，我相信係要去好詳細、好認真去跟進咧，我相信係可以解決得到個問題嘅。咁就我唔知道啦，這個動議有冇其他同事有冇其他意見係要查詢嘅變咗。嗱，其實我就希望我哋個事務委員會阿奇哥嗰度咧。即係認真，即嗱，我哋如果大家唔係唔反對咧，我就係希望就係通過呢個動議咧，交俾呢個交通核實委員會咧去跟進法，同埋真係好徹底去探討。嗱，因為剛才就我哋喺政府部水務處講過咧，原先我哋呢個萬宜水庫嗰條個道路咧，原先個設計係冇俾即係話呢個駕駛者係咁去使用嘅，因為嗰個係禁區嚟嘅。個禁區嚟嘅，咁就因為我哋特區政府知道我哋有個堡喺嗰度，個地質公園咁樣，所以就好多市民去入去觀賞，咁變咗如果你使用嘅咧，咁我覺得你如果係原先係一個係禁區，而家開放咗俾公眾人士入去，我相信好多設施，我相信各個部門咧應該繼續去跟進，睇有冇邊個一個好層同一個比較係。安全而有效去管制得到個秩序咧，咁俾我哋一班居民去分享好嘛？咁我呢度亦都唔想阻其他部門呢個嘅時間，因為我哋以前咧，如果繼續去討論咧，我相信到今日六點都未必有個答案出嚟嘅嚇。有邊個同事啊？陳權威啊？
係主席，其實嗰度應該一路都係冇開放，因為要入去嘅話咧，一係又有禁區紙嘅人士，一係就係呢、這個的士啊。仲有咧，其實頭先話我聽佢話喺呢個東壩上邊會設一個閘，即係設多一個閘，因為你北南涌嗰度已經有一個閘喺度噶啦嘛，係一個閘定係迴旋處啊？
閘同埋迴旋處，閘前會有個迴旋處，等啲車可以回頭走。
咁係咪所有車到嗰個東壩嗰個頭嘅時候就唔可以再入呢？
啊，冇错。
咁的士都唔可以入，
的士都唔入。
咁如果入边仲有啲村民喺入边住紧嘅喎？
里边啊，除应该
好嘛？吴生，或者你听我班同事讲完先，一片回应好嘛？啊，
唔系，因为咧喺东坝入边咧，仲过咗东坝之后，仲有啲啲村民喺入边住紧嘅喎。沿途，其实东坝你想指嘅地方就系咪创兴水上活动中心嗰条啊？
冇错，
唔系。阿君，你全部讲晒先，我一齐。
唔系，我要清楚究竟东坝嗰条系咪创兴水上活动中心嗰条？如果佢话喺在最尾嗰条嘅话咧，根本去到尾嘅时候咧，剩翻系浪茄，啲人系行落浪茄嗰边嘅啫。咁啊，就唔需要讲话同啲村民再讲嘢啦。
好，你等我啊，系阿吴生或者首先回应先，我先到你啦，陈继伟好嘛？
系应该最尾嗰条坝。
系阿陈继伟员。
啊，多谢主席。其实。就我最擔心係嗰啲行人嗰啲安全咧，咁頭先聽警方面講咧，喺執法同檢控上有一定嘅困難咧，我驚有個好危險嘅信息就變咗俾有啲人啊，變咗嗰度係漂移聖地咧，咁喺度掟彎啊、掟車，到時咧有個潛在炸彈喺度就會唔知幾時爆喎，但我哋就好似話後面做啲設施，咁我哋一路等後面設施之後就唔。呢、这個問題唔盡快解決，呢、这個好大問題咯。即係問題係，既然你動咗個牌，譬如超唔可以超速25公里，咁超咗25你就檢控咯。但係如果你唔檢控得，你又同個牌又做乜嘢咧？咁係咪即係裝假狗啊？咪即係我變咗都好多奇怪咯咁樣。希望應該呢個問題要盡快正視咯。咁如果一刀切又封曬啲嘢，咁又係咪好似矯枉外正啊？睇下應該點樣去中間落物啊？多謝主席。
好啊，係阿邱玉麟議員。
多謝主席俾我機會第二次發言。其實呢，我頂呢個議案，即係提呢個係其實係為將來發展，係咪我哋做啲修修補補嘅嘢㗎。因為即係大家都可以相信呢個國家公園係我哋嘅寶庫啊，正如阿主席講，呢個係寶庫嚟嘅，我哋就要好珍惜佢，攞呢個地方嚟做教育大家。發展分分鐘佢係一個世界級嘅公園嚟㗎啦，係咪地質公園？我希望唔係修修補補，同埋咧，我唔希望一刀切啊！而家基本上咧，譬如的士啊，有准許人士嗰啲有個 permit 入去嗰啲，應該唔好一下一刀切咗佢。如果我哋整呢個議案咧，係做多啲限制俾當地嘅或者平時使用者，我覺得係好唔適當嘅。但係我覺得咧，我又唔希望咧呢個問題係修修補補嘅，因為點解我有提到咧有兩個停車場都要起咧，係要興旺我哋呢個地區啊！啊、有人嚟到都有地方泊車啊，有消費啊，有健康嘅娛樂啦、啊，有好深深嘅教育啦、啊，呢個大自然嘅教育、啊、我希望係有呢啲嘢，唔係希望做啲修修補補，我哋過咗橋就算數，跟住出糧冇事。我唔希望我哋呢班，所以我係好要求個跨部門係真係跨部門，唔係少幾個人處理，係大部門去處理。多謝。
好啊。阿邦個生意，
係多謝主席。咁我諗最主要我關注就係，如果嚟緊水務署嗰邊咧，如果佢喺個迴旋處設立嗰個即係閘口咧，咁、那個適量嘅豁免，包括可能一啲即係長者啦，以至一啲咧相見嘅朋友咧，佢嗰度都仍然係安排到佢嗰個豁免嘅安排。咁我諗即係如果有特別嘅安排，我諗相信會同你哋水務署傾，或者漁農署。如果你哋署方或者漁農署係話唔會提供到俾商業朋友入到呢個閘呢，咁我係有問題嘅。咁多謝主席，或者如果漁農署另頭呢，就麻煩佢回應下。多謝主席。
係陳橋威爺，
係我第二次發言，主席。其實如果去到東坝尾咧，其實東坝嗰個頭嗰度咧已經係嗰度剩翻好短嘅路嘅啫。我都會贊成嘅，因為嗰度咧係最多人喺嗰度行去睇嗰啲防波堤啊，同埋我哋啲六角柱石啊，同埋嗰啲啲火山石啊嗰啲咁嘅地方噶啦。嗰度其實已經係到尾嗰度嚟噶啦，就唔係喺中間嚟嘅。所以唔會太影響啲遊人啊，或者我哋啲村民嘅。
係啊，邱武秀議員，
多謝主席，或者我喺呢度都多謝頭先即係發咗言嗰個部門先啦，包括漁署啊、水務署啊，同埋警方同埋運輸署咧。我諗咧呢樣嘢咧就頭先阿陳瓊芬都講咧，如果個禁區去到呢個東坝嗰度嗰條駁嗰度啱有個。佢嗰嚿石屎嗰度咧，我啊覺得咧就係可以解決到嘅。咁當然就要諮詢其他有需要嗰啲人士啦。咁第二咧就我哋咧就感覺到咧，就有好多投訴咧就話，即係做旅行社好或者其他啲咧就帶嗰啲人去咧，就喺冬天或者係有個時間咧就喺海都睇唔到嘅，冇辦法睇到，因為個太過大浪。咁喺呢度都多謝即係漁農署同埋水務署咧同其他部門咧就即係要諗一諗呢樣嘢咯。咁就多謝主席先。
是多謝、啊、各位同事就這個議題給了很多意見，那我都想問回大家同事，就這個議題現在前序的問題，你希望我們政府部門是依法去施政，要是叫做是法律不外乎人情呢？這樣雖然有些東西那個原先的設計和現在可能未必說是可以協調得到，但如果你徹底去解決這個問題，我相信都要給個時間，我們有關政府部門多些時間去討論，才可以即是頭先一攔子的問題帶出來的。好，阿伯哥，我是歐龍法院。
我是歐龍法主席，我覺得這個動議呢無論是政府部門有或者提出動議的人士也好，雙方面呢都未曾考慮周詳，是很不成熟。咁我反而提議咧，押後再傾過咯，等適當嘅時候再擺上台咯，去大家討論咯。唔知點睇咧？
嗱，好多謝阿伯嘅意見，但問題嗱，呢、這個問題，呢個亦都係一個潛在，係一個係問題啦。大家唔去面對，亦都唔通嘅嗱。如果你照剛才大家個部門俾嘅意見翻嚟，呢、這個水呢、這個係通去。 玩完水活通去东坝呢度咧，其实呢个系一个禁区嚟嘅。而我哋嗰个道路使用者咧，系如果系要入去个禁区咧，系要得到有关政府部门嗰个通行证咧，先可以入得个禁区嘅。就算喺居住喺入边嘅村民，都要有个禁区纸咧，先可以入得到佢嘅。但因为而家嗰个系变咗一个旅游区。咁而家變咗好多啲公共交通工具，即係綠色小巴嗰啲，我就想問問，我唔知道佢哋係咪豁免咧，即係冇禁區紙都可以入得到佢咧咁樣嚇、啊。其實那個禁區其實真係嗰個管理權應該係嗱，我冇講咗應該屬於水務署嘅啊。咁警方係咪佢有冇嗰個法例或者權賦予佢入邊嘅執法咧？呢、這個亦都係存在一個問題，都大家要澄清嘅。所以我就唔知道水務署可唔可以同我哋話翻邊個翻同事知，究竟嗰個禁區係咪嗰個入邊嗰個係屬於你哋嗰個你哋管理範圍？
係多謝主席提問。就因為咧，其實萬宜路咧係位於個西貢郊野公園。
大聲啲好唔好啊？阿老鍾兄。
这个萬宜路咧係位於西貢郊野公園嘅，咁啊屬於個郊野同埋海洋管理局管理嘅，所以咧其實咧就係、是、應該咧係漁護處嘅部門咧就係、是、管理嚇，咁、咧就我哋其實咁，但係咧條路嘅我哋維修，咁變咗係邊個兩個部門咧共同即係、就是、管理發出同埋呢個通行證嘅。
好，唔該曬阿吳生，好啦，咁或者等下我哋護士阿林生或者回應下我哋先啦，好嘛，先解決我哋嘅議題啊。
嗱，第一就地方係郊野公園啦，條路就水務署管啦，所以係共管嘅。咁但係咧喺我哋嚟睇嘅話咧，就係話即係我都係歡迎有公共交通咧可以去得到東坝嘅。咁當然頭先運輸署同事同埋水務署同事都提過，就係話安全係一個重要嘅考慮。咁所以我哋喺即係基於安全考慮情況之下咧，我哋就唯有放棄咗呢一方面嘅期望，咁而變咗咧，我哋係將道路咧改善咗，增加道路使用者嘅安全。假如係有機會有一條綠色小巴又好，或者公共嘅巴士線入到去東坝咧，我哋係歡迎嘅。
啊，陳繼偉議員，你咁準
啊？多謝。既然同事好似阿發哥咁都認為呢個動議比較複雜性咧，咁會唔會我哋原動議人撤回咗，跟住由TNT 主席安排一次我哋嘅實際 site visit， 連埋有關部門再喺開會前了解一下，然後再喺嗰個會再傾咯。我有一個建議啫，多謝主席。
好，嗱，其實我都係大家同事對呢個問題嘅熱嗱，我因為個時間問題啦，咁如果大家同事唔反對咧，咁我本身嚟講就係建議咧，就通過呢個動議啦，就雙管齊下，我就第一就交俾我哋交通嘅運輸委員會繼續去跟進，另外亦都請我哋嗰個地區管理委員會，我哋 DO 為首個主席，嗰有關政府部門咧繼續去探討，好嘛？好啦，今日都好多謝漁護署同埋水務署啲朋友今日出席我哋嘅會，好嘛？唔該曬你哋。